was a wonderful morning in the mountains, and the sun rose like a fiery ball, when suddenly a sunbeam shot to the wall, tickling the nose of a man, waking him with such a loud sneeze, throwing him out of bed in the wheeze. Throwing him out of bed in the wheeze. It was Gunther that was tickled. He scratched his head and said, "Who was it that nearly tickled me to death?" Gunther walked outside, and the fiery sun peered down upon him. He wandered into the vault, and the journey began. Gunther stared deeper and deeper. Strange darkness at best, the darker the worse, and oh well, the time will come. Who is it I need to find? The thing is there, you'll see. The plants and animals move at my naked physique and sneer down my back. Suddenly from below, Gunther was tickled by a family of mushrooms, throwing him high up on his back. Knees drawn up, back bent in a hoop, I clasp my belly, waiting for the aftermath of yet another tickle. I see me now on my side, and next clutch my arms around my back, transforming me into a sack, two horns behind my back. Gunther said, "Who was it that nearly tickled me to death?" The mushroom said, "It wasn't us, but we know who it was. Come on now. Come on now, Gunther. Come and eat us." Gunther quickly plucked from the ground that mushroom, then another one, then another one. He swallowed the whole family of mushrooms down. Thank you. acid on the thigh of the earth. She sees I'm not sleeping. The wind blows little clouds that drive right above me. I listen, slowly watch, glide from light to darkness, darkness to lightness. Things are coming back to me. Now I get a glimpse of who I am. Another image, yet another one, soon again a third. Perhaps they'll all soon cease. It's me, all of me. The face my mother gave at birth. It's like nothing I've ever seen. Soon I hear words. The words came from the birds. My answer came from the birds. It was from the birds. This is what they had to say.